You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Second Samuel chapter 22.
我们上一次读到第25节。
Last time we have read until verse 25.
所以我们今天要从26节往下面看。
Therefore today we will start from verse 26 and read on.
因为经节很多。
Because there are so many verses.
所以我们就不念了。
So therefore we will not read it.
但是我希望你的圣经都是打开的。
But I hope that your Bibles will be open.
让我们慢慢地看下去。
So that we will read on slowly.
看看神要借着这一段的圣经。
And to see what God through these verses of the Bible.
要对我们每一个人的心说什么话。
What words does he want to speak to each and every one of our hearts?
在我们要来听神跟我们说话之前,
Before we listen to God's words that he wants to say to us,
我们先有一点祷告。
Let's first have a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在要感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you.
因为是你救了我们。
Because you are the one who has saved us.
是你爱了我们。
You have loved us.
是你为我们成就了一切的救恩。
You're the one who has accomplished all salvation.
也是你保守我们一生的脚步。
And that you're the one who has guided the steps of our life.
每一次我们到你面前来,
Every time we come before you,
我们要感谢你。
We want to thank you.
我们要赞美你。
We want to praise you.
我们不只是在饼杯中纪念你。
Not only do we remember you through the bread and the cup,
我们愿意我们一生
We're willing that all our life will live in your grace.
求你保守我们的心,
Please guard our hearts.
让我们有一个开通的耳朵,
so that we have open ears.
我们能够听见你的话,
that we may hear your words.
谢谢你给我们再一次坐在你脚前的机会。
We thank you once again to give us this opportunity to be seated in front of your feet.
但愿这一点点的时间,
May this bit of time
在永恒中成为我们的祝福。
In eternity has become our blessing.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
有谁记得这张圣经跟诗篇第几篇是几乎完全一样？
Who can remember which chapter of the psalm that is totally the same as this chapter?
18啊。
Chapter 18 of psalm.
还是有人记得哈。
Someone has still remembered.
为什么这么长的一段赞美诗，圣灵要在圣经中写两次？
How is this such a long chapter of the praise that the Holy Spirit wants to write it in the Bible twice?
为什么?
Why is that?
因为神百姓的敬拜和赞美对神而言是非常非常重要的。
Because the worship and praises of God's people is very, very, very important to God.
还记得我们读前面那二十几节圣经的时候,
when we still remember when we were reading the first 20 plus verses of the Bible,
在那前面几节圣经我们发现大卫到神面前的赞美和敬拜,
And in the first few verses, and we discover that David's praises and worship in front of God
是充满着爆炸力,
It's full of explosions.
充满着热情,
full of passions and zeal.
跟我们今天很多人的敬拜不太一样。
It's not the same as a lot of people of our worship today.
我们很多时候的敬拜,
a lot of time our worship,
好像是一个仪式一样。
It's just almost like a ritual.
好像不来不好意思。
As if we're too embarrassed if we don't come.
来了真的又没有什么感情和动力。
But once we have come, we don't have too much emotions or motives there.
但是如果你读大卫他前面所写的那二十几节圣经,
However, once we have read the first few of the 20 plus verses that David has written,
你不但发现大卫充满的热情,
Not only do you discover that David's full of passions and zeal,
你也知道大卫为什么有那么大的热情。
You also discover why David is so full of explosions.
因为大卫知道自己的问题。
Because David realizes his own problem.
他知道如果没有神，他是一个多么可怜、多么痛苦的人。
He knows that without God, what a pitiful and sad and sorrowful person he would be.
他知道神有多么的爱他。
He realizes how much God loves him.
他知道神为他预备的救恩是何等的宝贝。
He realized how precious is the salvation that God has prepared for him.
所以他一想起来。
So therefore, as soon as he thinks about it,
他心中就充满了对神的感谢和敬拜。
His heart is full of his precious worships and thanksgiving towards God.
然后他继续的往前面讲。
And then he continues to move forward to say,
他讲到一个很重要的重点。
He talked about a very important focal point.
那个重点就是讲到说神非常看重他儿女对他的心智。
That focal point is that God is really placing a lot of importance to the mentality of his children towards him.
Attitude
towards him.
大卫不是强调他行为有多么的完美。
David wasn't emphasizing how perfect his behavior was.
但是大卫深深地知道。
But David truly knows.
因为他无论碰到什么情况。
Because David, he, regardless of what he encounters.
他不肯离开神的面。
He's unwilling to leave the face of God.
他把神的话放在他的心上。
He placed God's words in his heart.
因为他这样的态度。
Because of such an attitude.
他发现神是充满了恩惠和怜悯。
Because he discovered that God is full of grace and mercy.
神对着他有许许多多他不配得的恩典。
God has so much grace for him that he's not worthy of.
神最在乎的。
And what God cares for most.
不是我们有多么完美的行为。
Is not how perfect our behaviors are.
而是我们爱神的心有多么的坚韧。
But it's how strong our heart of love for God is.
从26节到28节开始。
Starting from verse 26 to verse 28.
大卫在这里向我们介绍他所信靠的这位神是什么样的一位神。
David is here introducing this God that he trusts in, what kind of God he is.
你如果不太会读圣经
If you don't really know how to read the Bible,
你读这三节圣经
When you read these first three verses of the Bible,
你会觉得这好像不太应该放在赞美诗里面
You may think that these three verses should not be praised in the hymns of praise, a psalm of praises.
这三节圣经应该更合适放在箴言里面
And these three verses is probably more suitable to be placed in Proverbs.
为什么这么说呢
Why am I saying it this way?
因为这三节圣经表面看起来
Because these three verses superficially seems that
就是告诉人说神他以慈爱来对待那些慈爱的人
And it's to tell people that God treats love to those who they are loving
神用完全去对待完全的人。
And God treats perfection to the perfect people.
其实我们想一想。
However, if we think about it a little bit,
大卫的一生呢?
The whole life of David,
其实他所经历的,
actually what he had experienced,
不是26节到27节这里神公义公平的对待。
It is not what is stated in verse 26 that God's treating him righteously. Fairly and righteously.
你想一想。
Think about it.
一个默默无名的大卫。
An unknown David.
可以成为全国的英雄。
That he can become a national hero.
一个没有办法保护自己的大卫。
A David who's not able to protect himself.
得到奇妙的拯救
that has received this amazing salvation
一个不配得到赦免的大卫
and a David who's unworthy to be forgiven
得到神的赦免
has received the forgiveness from God
耶和华为大卫所成就的
What the Lord Jehovah has accomplished for David
都是大卫所不配的
It's all unworthy by David
也是他没有办法自己搞定的
And it's all something that he's not able to fix himself
那么大卫他赞美的时候他这两节圣经什么意思呢
So therefore what does he mean when David is stating these two verses then?
是大卫被圣灵感动
is that David was moved by the Holy Spirit.
他知道
He knows.
耶和华是一位赏善罚恶的神
And the Lord Jehovah is one who rewards the good and punishes the evil.
耶和华神是一位 fair and justice God.
And the Lord Jehovah is a fair and just God.
然而
However,
耶和华神却拯救困苦的百姓。
The Lord Jehovah God is also saving the suffering people.
你要知道所有神的百姓
You have to know all the people of God.
会落在困苦之中
That they will fall into sufferings.
一定是因为他们的自己的失败、软弱、罪恶。
It must happen because of their failures and their weaknesses and their sins.
然而耶和华神却拯救他们。
However, the Lord God Jehovah saves them.
大卫明白一件事。
David understands one thing.
又公平又公义的神。
The fair and just God.
也是那一位满了怜悯和恩惠的神。
It's also that God who's full of mercy and just and righteous.
但是他的怜悯跟恩惠什么样的人可以得到呢
?But his mercy and his grace, who are the people who can receive them?
但你的眼目查看高傲的人使他降卑。
May your eyes examine the haughty people so that he may become humble.
什么意思
?What does that mean?
圣灵借着大卫告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit through David is telling us.
如果我们心骄气傲。
If we're haughty and proud in our heart.
这一位神只能够用公平公义对待我们。
This God can only treat us with fair and just.
但是我们只要愿意谦卑。
However, as soon as we're willing to be humbled,
神就乐意拯救我们。
God is pleased to save us.
所以大卫想到神是这么一位信实的神。
Therefore, when David thinks of God as such a faithful God,
他的信实是对着他自己做事的原则信实。
His faithfulness is being faithful to his own principles.
这是何等宝贵的一件事。
What a precious thing that is.
这也提醒我们。
This also reminds us.
神的百姓。
God's people.
绝对不要想利用神的信实当作我们体贴肉体的借口。
Absolutely cannot use God's faithfulness to be an excuse to be more considerate of our own flesh.
29节到31节
Verses 29 to 31
讲到大卫的帮助
Talking about the help of David.
耶和华
O Lord Jehovah.
你是我的灯
You are my lamp.
耶和华必照明我的黑暗
The Lord Jehovah will turn my darkness into light.
大卫深深地体会到
David deeply understands and realizes
如果你的心是向着神
If your heart is turning towards God
因为这位神是又公义又怜悯的神
Because this God is a fair, just and have full mercy
神的光就一定会照在我们的里面
God's light will definitely then shine into us
因为神就是光
Because God himself is light
当我们亲近神的时候
When we come close to God,
神就照明了我们的生命
Then God will shine into our life
因为有生命
Because we have this life
生命有一个特点
There is a special uniqueness with this life
生命就有行动
Life will bring with it actions
死人是不会动的
The dead people will not move
你发觉一个人没有信耶稣以前他灵里面是死的
You will discover that person before he believes in the Lord Jesus he will not move in his spirit
所以他对着神的事不会有任何的行动
Therefore towards God's people he will not have any actions
但是当一个人活过来
But when a person becomes alive
当光进到我们的里面
When the light enters into us
我们的生命改变。
Our life will then change.
我们不再是体贴肉体。
We no longer consider our flesh.
我们开始可以跟我们的肉体征战。
We then start to have a battle with our flesh.
我们跟世界可以征战。
We can have a battle with the world.
我们可以跟魔鬼，我们的仇敌征战。
We will have a battle with devil, our enemy.
大卫说，我借着你冲入敌军。
And David said, with your help, I can advance against a troop.
一个有生命的人。
Person with life.
不会逃避征战。
We'll not try to escape from the battle.
我们会靠着主去面对。
We'll, through our Lord, we will face it.
更宝贵的。
The more preciously.
我们一定会胜过一切的难处。
We will definitely overcome all difficulties.
这就是大卫说，借着我的神跳过墙垣的意思。
And that is why what David means, through my Lord, that I can run, over, jump over the wall.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
为什么我们这么有把握呢？
Why are we so confident?
因为神的话是完全的。
Because God's words are perfect.
完全的意思是什么？
And what does perfection mean?
完全的意思就是基督徒在我们生活中所有需要知道的智慧都在神的话里可以找到。
Because perfection would mean that questions, all the words and problems that we have, we can find the solution in God's words.
神的话是炼净的。
God's word is flawless.
什么叫做炼净的？
What does it mean to be flawless?
每一句都是真实的。
Every word is true.
每一句都可靠。
Every word is trustworthy.
大卫说，凡投靠他的。
And David says, for all who take refuge in him,
他便做他们的盾牌。
He is their shield.
什么叫做投靠？
What does it mean to take refuge?
我们今天常想我要投靠神。
And today we constantly we will take refuge in certain people.
其实投靠耶和华的意思。
In actuality, the words of taking refuge in the Lord Jehovah.
是你珍惜。
Is that you treasure.
你相信。
You believe.
神的话。
God's words.
当你珍惜相信神的话的时候。
When you treasure and you trust in the Lord's words.
神就是你的保障。
God is then your guarantee.
所以大卫知道他的帮助从何而来。
And therefore David knows where his help comes from.
不只是空洞的讲我的帮助是从神而来。
Not just empty words to say my help comes from God.
我的帮助是从神的话而来。
My help comes from the words of God.
然后从32节开始。
And then starting from verse 32.
是讲到我们得胜的无敌。
And that is the invincibility of our victory.
没有任何的势力可以拦阻基督徒的得胜。
No powers can hinder the questions of victory.
如果你花一点时间研究这一章圣经的结构，
If you spend a little bit of time to study the structure of this Bible,
你就知道从32节到第51节，
Then you realize on verses 32 to 51,
是跟第二节到第二十节相对应的。
And is actually a relative to verse 2 to 21.
二节到二十节讲的是耶和华如何拯救他所设立的君王。
Verses 2 to 21, 20 is talking about how the Lord Jehovah rescued him.
Rescue the king he set up.
The king that he has set up.
三十二节到五十一节讲的是耶和华如何建立他所设立君王的统治。
From 32 to 51 is talking about how he actually structured them in the kings that he has built up.
如果我们看这段圣经，
If we read this part of the Bible,
我们至少可以把它分作几个段落。
We can actually separate it into several divisions.
32节到43节
32-43
是耶和华的能力建立国度。
Is the power of the Lord Jehovah building up the kingdom.
当你读32节的时候，
When you read verse 32,
那你说除了耶和华谁是神呢？
He says, except our Lord Jehovah, who can be the Lord God?
除了我们的神谁是磐石呢？
Other than our God Jehovah, who can be the rock?
这一节圣经就清楚地告诉我们
this part of the Bible clearly tells us
没有别的依靠
No other trust than we can have
没有任何其他的东西我们可以得着力量
No other things that we can gain power from
而这一位神
And this God
不只是会保护我们
Not only will he protect us
他会引导我们
He will lead us
引导完全人行他的路
And he will lead the perfect people to walk his path
如果你把原文直接的翻译出来
And if you translate the original text directly
应该是引导无辜人的脚步
And it should be saying leading the innocent steps
一个人不知道他有多少危险
And when a person does not realize the danger that he is in
这叫无辜
That is calling being innocent.
然而神就带领他一步一步地走过。
And then God will lead him one step at a time to walk past it.
好像一条路可以被野兽追的时候可以逃掉一样。
And as if there is a path when you're being pursued by beasts, then you can escape.
他让大卫在高处安稳。
And he set David on a high place to be safe.
他教导大卫怎么打仗。
And he teach David how to fight the battle.
他给大卫力量。
And he gives strength and power to David.
智慧。
The wisdom.
你一直读下去。
And if you continue to read on.
你发觉都是在讲耶和华神在做什么。
And you discover that it's all been talking about what our Lord Jehovah is doing.
这里不管是用第三人称还是用第二人称。
Whether regardless of whether you're talking about from the point of a third person or second person.
都是讲到耶和华在做事。
It's all talking about the deeds of our Lord Jehovah.
然后你才会有38节到43节里面。
And then you will come to have verses 38 to 43.
那里讲到大卫成就了什么事。
And there it talks about what David has accomplished.
追赶。
He's being pursued.
他在追赶。
He's pursuing.
灭绝。
He's destroying them.
打伤。
And he hurts them.
捣碎。
And he crushed them.
践踏。
And he trampled on them.
你发觉一连串讲到大卫很厉害啊。
And here you can see strings of actions by David, which is so powerful.
他干了一大堆了不起的事。
He's done a lot of great things there.
然而大卫在这一段圣经里面特别加了40节跟41节。
But here in David specially has added verses 40 and 41.
圣灵借着大卫要告诉我们什么
What does the Holy Spirit want to tell us through David?
是要让我们确定的知道
He wants us to be sure and absolutely know
大卫能够成就任何的事
That David is able to accomplish anything at all
是因为神为他所做成的事
It's because of what David of God has done for him
并且是依靠神的能力他才能够做成
And it's also through the trusting in the power of God is able to accomplish it
今天每一个基督徒
Today every Christian
你必须认识这个真理
You must know this truth
我们能够做什么
Anything that we're able to do
是因为神先替我们做了什么
It's because God has done something for us first
并且我们如今所做的
And because now what we are doing
也是依靠神的能力才能做。
It's also through the power of God are we able to do it.
NIV 在翻译第40节的时候
NIV when it's translating verse 40
他是这么说
This is what he says.
你用你的能力装备我战斗。
You arm me with the strength for battle.
我们能够面对任何生命中的战斗。
The fact that we're able to face any battles in our life.
是因为神用他的能力来帮助我们。
Because that is because God has helped us through his power and strength.
你如果记得这个真理。
If you remember this truth.
你生命中就会减少很多的压力。
A lot of pressures in your life will then be reduced.
现在很多小孩子一点点大就说 Oh, I'm so stressful.
And today, many young people, just a little bit of pressure, they will become very stressful.
你为什么会 stressful?
Why is it that you will feel stressful?
因为你在靠自己的能力。
Because you're trusting in your own power.
你如果相信神已经为你做的
If you believe in what God has already accomplished for you
并且你依靠他今天给你的能力是够用的
And you trust that the power he's giving you today is sufficient for you
你没有什么 stress
You would not have any stress at all
你说我做不好
You say I can't do it well
做不好有什么关系啊
What does it matter if you can't do it well
会死啊
Will you die
不会的
No.
20年以后你回想前这件事
20 years later, if you look back on this,
是大事啊
Is it a major thing?
绝对是小到你想都想不起来的事
Absolutely, you'll be so small that you can't even remember what it was.
记住
Remember,
神可以用着我们的一生
God can use a whole life.
做好多好多的事
Can do many, many things.
但是必须是依靠他的能力
But it has to be trust and through his power
然后44节
And then verse 44
到50节
Until verse 50
这一段的圣经
This part of the Bible
告诉我们
Tells us
是耶和华让列国降服
It's our Lord Jehovah who caused all the nations surrender
你要知道
You have to know
不只是耶和华让大卫做 列国的元首
Not only is the Lord Jehovah who caused David to be the head of all nations
更重要的
More importantly
是要耶和华被各国的人来称颂来尊荣
is that our Lord Jehovah will be praised and worshipped by all nations
当我们来读这段圣经的时候
When we come to read this part of the Bible
我们需要神开我们的眼睛
We need God to open up our eyes
当四围的列国
When all the nations surrounding me
臣服在大卫的面前的时候
They are subject and bow down before David
那是一个图画
That would be a picture
那一个图画告诉我们
And that picture tells us
将来有一天
One day in future
世界上的万国和万民
All people and all nations on earth
都要伏在大卫的一个子孙面前
And all bow down surrender in one of the descendants of David's
那一位万王之王
That king of kings
万主之主
The lord of lords
好像诗篇七十二篇
And just like Psalm 72
第十一节这么说
Verse 11 it says
诸王都要叩拜他
And all kings will have to worship him
万国都要侍奉他
All nations will serve him
这是多少年前所有的预言
And this is a prophecy stated many years ago
一直要到启示录
Until all the way until Revelation.
第十一章的第十五节
Verse chapter 11, verse 15.
那里这样子说
That there it says.
第七位天使吹号
The seventh angel will blow his horn.
天上就有大声音说
There would be a loud voice from heaven.
世上的国成了我主和主基督的国
And the nations on earth will become nations of my Lord.
他要做王
He will be king
直到永永远远
Until forever and forever
我们有确切的把握
And we have absolute confidence
那一天
That day
就要来了
That day will come
主
The Lord
我们的主
Our Lord
要成为万国的主
Become the Lord of all nations
这是基督徒活在地上
And this is the Christians living on earth
我们的盼望
Our hope
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.